Hello, everyone. Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I've been thinking a little bit about how we give feedback off and on over the last several months, because I think it's one of the most challenging things when we talk about photography is giving feedback. And I think there's the two types of feedback. There's the feedback we give ourselves when we look at our own work, and then there's the feedback we give others. And we've talked about the nature of critique, setting up critique, and how you kind of do that effectively or not. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was really understanding how to kind of read the room for the type of feedback that needs to be given. And like I said, I think this is true no matter if you're giving self-feedback or if you're giving feedback to others. I think you kind of have to read the room and figure out what's going on with yourself and with the other people so that you can be truly effective with that. One of the things that I think that requires is a certain level of empathy, and you need to know kind of how the type of feedback you're giving might affect somebody, how they might process it, how they could interpret it, and how that would really make a difference in how they think about their own work and how you might think about your own work. The reason for that is I think there's a number of different reasons we might give feedback. There's a number of purposes to the type of feedback we give. I think some of the feedback we might give is just to inspire. I think sometimes we feel sad, we feel dejected for some reason, or we notice that somebody is feeling lost in their work. And part of the reason we're giving feedback is to help inspire them to push forward, to continue to work their creative process, to continue to try to create amazing photographs. Because it's hard to always be on an upswing. It's always hard to be self-motivated to create amazing work. And I think part of our job is to sometimes understand that really what we need to do is provide that foundation of inspiration. And I think you have to really watch for that in the body language of how somebody talks about their work and your own body language about how you're looking at your own work. You know, sunken shoulders, folded in shoulders, smaller posture, not really looking at the work, avoiding eye contact through the discussion, you know, all those little things that might indicate some level of feeling dejected for some reason. And I think you have to watch for that and realize that what might be appropriate at that point is to provide some level of that inspiration, even though there's other types of feedback you want to give. And we've talked about how to sandwich feedback and how to make sure feedback gets heard. But I think really realizing how to start that feedback with what is the most important part, which in some case might be inspiration. I think other types of feedback might be more about insight. It might be about helping somebody understand more about their work or more about your own work. And so the type of things you're focusing on are interesting angles, interesting positions, interesting ideas that somebody may not have considered. And while that may, you know, bleed a little bit into inspiration in some of the other areas, really the purpose of that feedback is to truly provide what is a unique insight. So I think the critical eye you take when you focus on that is really about finding those edges, finding the things that are unaware to the actual creator. And I think this is one of the struggles in your own work is you don't know what you don't know. And so I think at some point you have to sit back and kind of treat it like you would an onion and peel back the layers one by one and think about all the different things the work could mean, all the different things the work could be about to look for that insight. And to let that be a non-judgmental element. I think that's one of the reasons why when we provide insights to other people, they say things and we think, oh my gosh, I never recognized that in my own work, or I never saw that in my own work. And the reason for that is I think we're more accepting of feedback from other people sometimes than we are from ourselves. So allowing yourself to have that moment of insight in your own work, I think, is important. But it's also important to know that that element is coming forward in the type of critique you're doing, in the type of information you're doing, is that this is really about hopefully an insight or a position and an awareness of the work somebody didn't have before. I think then we then kind of come down to a little bit more on maybe the technical side. The purpose of the feedback is really about the technique and the way it was processed, the way the image was created, because maybe there's something within the way the image is created that's really working or something in the image is created that's not working. And really having the insight to dive in to say really what I'm talking about here is specific to the process. This doesn't have to do with anything else other than on that technical side. And I think it's important to note that that's an important purpose. I also think it's really important to realize that you can't get stuck in any one of these categories. You can't solely focus on just process. You can't solely focus on insight. You can't solely focus on inspiration, because if you're focused in on just one of those areas, I think you miss the broader element of the creative act and the creation of meaningful work. Kind of hand in hand with process, I also think is the correctness in the image. And a lot of people ask me this a lot when I look at work is, does the image look correct? Is it printed correctly? Is it framed correctly? And correctness is kind of a weird angle, because what is correct and not correct is difficult, more difficult in art, because it's unlike a science, unlike a math, there is no specific right answer. But I do think from a purpose standpoint of somebody's asking, is the photograph correct? You can peel back and really start to think about, well, what is being asked there? I think what they're asking is, does it elicit a certain response? Does it provide a well-roundedness? Is the process, the technique, or all the elements starting to come together? As we're talking about these different elements, I think that in that feedback point, you know, stating what the purpose of the feedback is up front, I think is a real valuable tool to have. I think if you sit down with your own work and you say, I'm really looking at what's inspirational for me in my own work, what is insightful for me about my own work, what have I learned in the creation of this body of work and in the series of work that I didn't know about myself or didn't know about my own creative process before I even got started, I think that's a really important piece. I think that's also important when you're working with somebody else to provide feedback to say, hey, here's an insight I'm having about your work that I didn't have before. Or I wanted to talk about the process and how you chose to do process. And I think also helps people contextualize the listening to the feedback. Because one of the things I've also realized when I watched group dynamics and when I watch people provide feedback is that when you think about how you actually deliver the message and what comes afterwards, you may not even listen to the meaningful part of the feedback. A number of years ago, I ended up having some really high blood pressure and I had to go visit a cardiologist and have some EKG and an EEG and all sorts of different pieces run. Well, one of the test results came back and what the doctor said was, oh, you have some leakage through one of your valves. And then he said a bunch of other stuff. All I heard was I had a leaky heart valve and my head spun up about all the things that need to happen. What he ultimately said was, for somebody my age, it was perfectly normal to expect that level. But the feedback was delivered in such a way without any empathy for how it would hit me. And because of that, I really had a difficult time processing the rest of the information the doctor was giving me. So I think it's one of the things that you really kind of have to think about how you're going to provide that information. And that's one of the reasons I think when we talk about critique, when we're first learning it, we talk about, oh, well, you give good, what needs to be improved, and then a good follow-up comment. So you're kind of sandwiching the information in there. But I think more important than that is you have to have the, like I said, the empathy to read the room and to see where somebody's at so you can identify what is actually going on with them, how are they responding to the information that's being given, and making sure they listen to it. I think the other thing that's important is because people process information differently, part of that realm of empathy and giving feedback is being willing to provide the insight and then follow up and ask, how did you think about that? How does that make you feel about your own work? How are you responding to that? And then give them the space to actually think about that process and come back. There's a difficulty, I think, for a lot of people when they're providing information that they think there's a problem when there's silence in the room. And one of the powers of providing really good feedback is allowing there to be enough space for the processing to happen and allowing the oxygen to come back into the room. Because oftentimes after significant and meaningful feedback, there actually is a step back by the person. They actually do have to absorb that, process that, start to apply it and put their own frameworks around it before they can take a step forward and respond to it. So I think it's really important that we allow there to be enough space there, like I said, for the oxygen to come back in and allow the person to come forward. That is part of that process, like I said, of the empathy, of realizing that that needs to happen and allowing that to happen rather than provide the feedback, ask them if they understand, wait 5 seconds. If they don't, then try to respond again. And for a lot of people, they think, oh my gosh, I just can't sit there. But 5 seconds is actually a long time when you feel like you should be talking. For example, that was about 5 seconds. And that long pause for a lot of people sometimes is uncomfortable, but it's important that you allow that to be there so that people can process that information. It is so hard to do this kind of work. I think this is probably, to me, in some ways, the most challenging part of the process, of the creative process, is finding that meaningful feedback. Because as we talked about critique, there's a responsibility of a critiquer to put the work in the context of the broader art community, the broader photographic community. But the meaningful feedback is something that we all have to be able to do for ourselves. We all have to do for other people. And I think we also are so critical of ourselves and the quality of work we do and how we create things. So I think it's one of the things I would really like for people to figure out how to do for themselves is to build these buckets of feedback, build these concepts of feedback that you could live in and provide modular information, smaller subsets of work that hopefully allow you to really find a way to connect with your work in a more meaningful way and build your own insights into your own work. Next week, we're going to take a look at a kind of a different little aspect. It's a piece of feedback I got. Somebody suggested for a podcast. Craig did on Facebook about You know, how do you move from concept to a photo series? And so this is one of the things that I think we're going to talk about next week is the start of that process, because that's a really great question. And I think it's challenging sometimes to go out and create a bunch of work and start to pull that series together. But it's also one of the reasons I wanted to this week talk a little bit about how that feedback mechanism and that empathy applied to that becomes important, because I think those two things ultimately go hand in hand. Is the concept idea has to happen, and then we have to get feedback both internal and external to that to really move the series forward. So we're going to extend that and really focus in on that next week. Hope you have a great week behind the camera. Hope you have some amazing shots out there. We're getting towards the end of summer. Fall's kind of starting to get into the air. So I hope you get out and start to really enjoy the last of summer. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, or you can find us on the website at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. And I will see you next week.